Let's go live right now to the KRDO Newsline to visit with ABC News correspondent Andy Field, who's joining us live from Washington. And Andy, this vaccine passport is going to be used in the very near future, possibly for people to get on an airplane to fly overseas or whatever. But now we have yet another thing to worry about when it comes to the actual proof of the vaccine, the actual passport itself. And experts are rising what? Fraudulent activity? You've got to be kidding me.
Well, there are a lot of people that don't want to get a vaccine. And when there's a will, there's a way. You remember when people were teenagers, they wanted to get into bars when they were underage. So go right to the folks who make the fake IDs. Well, now it looks like they're making fake vaccine passports and say, hey, you don't want to get a vaccine? No problem. We'll say you had one anyway. And I guess they're coming up with some documents. The problem is that there really aren't any official documents to say it other than the card that you get that a nurse or a technician or whoever's injecting you fills out and gives to you to give you proof that you've had the vaccine. Those are not all that hard to replicate. You get a Xerox machine and you copy them and you fill them out with your own information. But New York State is one of the only places right now that's actually doing what they call a digital vaccine passport to prove with an official state document or something digitally that you indeed got the vaccine. There are other states that are considering it. There's certainly going to be some expense involved in trying to administer this type of thing. I don't know that the federal government's doing it. But in the meantime, there are folks that are online going, hey, we'll give you a little card that says you had a vaccine, no problem. And some folks are falling for it.
So who's behind getting the passport itself? And then as this becomes a thing where you're going to have to show your passport, who's to say that these fake passports, I mean, how are they going to be able to verify whether, as you just talked about, whether it's legit?
Well, that's a problem. And you know, this is something brand new. And again, there doesn't seem to be any official government group doing this other than New York State at the moment. And I'm not quite sure how they verify it. You know, certainly with your driver's license, they've perfected them to the point where they have holograms and embedded images and layers and such that there are machines that could check these things. But again, that's a whole new level of technology and expense and everything. And on our states, A, going to do that, and B, have the money to do it. That's the big question. So proving you're vaccinated in some cases is going to be tough, especially if a plane or a hotel or a foreign country demands that you have show proof that you actually did this.
And then obviously the people that that went out and got the vaccine, they get, you know, they get the paperwork and they can show it that they definitely got the vaccine. But the people that didn't and they got this fake passport, that will, you know, they run the risk, obviously, of spreading the disease in these as more and more of these sports arenas and movie theaters start to open up and international travel.
That
I mean, could be a problem.
That is the issue. And that's the problem is that the people who are so inclined to get these things to say they were vaccinated when they're not are the same kind of people that don't care whether they spread the disease and don't think that there's even a problem. And that's one of the things that President Biden is trying to address. Even Mitch McConnell has jumped on this bandwagon by pointedly telling Republican men who survey after survey show are more reluctant than most to even consider getting the vaccine that, yes, indeed, you should do this because it's going to protect all of us.
Yep, and even President Trump has given his blessing as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all pans out. I mean, obviously, if this becomes a thing where you have to show the passport, they've got to come up with a system that actually could verify that it's actually legit.
Yeah, in all the states, each individual state is doing this with their own state resources. It's not necessarily a federal database that where all this information is going. As far as I know, I may be wrong about that. Maybe the CDC is getting all this information. And if indeed they are, with your name and all that information, then I guess that would be useful in a way in getting a national passport to say you've been vaccinated. But of course, civil rights groups are also going to say, why does the government have this much information on me?
Yeah, it's definitely one of those that we're going to have to watch closely. As always, thanks for the time, Andy. We appreciate it.
Thank you.